Renowned University of Pennsylvania psychologist Angela Duckworth once said, "As much as talent counts, effort counts twice." What Duckworth is referring to here has to do with the word grit, which in psychological terms can translate to resilience. Grit is a person's ability to persevere combined with a passion to pursue a long-term goal. Having grit allows one to overcome obstacles or challenges and is a driving force in achievement realization. Through embracing obstacles and challenges, a person can improve their resolve and ability to succeed. Adopting a sense of hope can convert setbacks into stepping stones. Learning to accept failure can also allow a person to develop hope. Grit depends on a different kind of hope, explains Duckworth in her book, Grit: The Power of Passion and Perseverance. It rests on the expectation that our own efforts can improve our future. "I have a feeling tomorrow will be better" is different from "I resolve to make tomorrow better." At Community Counseling Center of Nipissing, CCCNIP, trained staff is ready to help people develop and acquire the skills necessary to build resilience, especially during challenging times. Dealing with setbacks. How should a person handle a setback? What is it that gets them back up? We cannot assume that everyone is equally able. The truth is that some people do not have natural supports. We must be careful not to lay blame on those who cannot cope, nor must we insinuate that the inability to cope is a moral failure. While some may be financially disadvantaged, others may not have grown up in a supportive or nurturing family environment. Research supports that trauma affects the brain and can lead to the development of mental health disorders. Therefore, it is not about trying harder, as past trauma and present life circumstances can sometimes conspire to keep people stuck. Does grit come from within, or is it a result of environment? Simply put, grit comes from a person's desire to persevere. Anyone can develop a grit mentality. CCCNIP psychotherapist Jonathan Collins says, "We are extremely fortunate to be living in Canada. We have cultural, economic, and other factors that give us an advantage. We can draw on three sources to develop grit: healthy family role models, resilient cultural heroes, and our own personal experiences." Collins recommends that people immerse themselves in inspiring stories and seek out mentoring and support opportunities through healthy family role models. Reach deep within yourself. If people can tap into that deep source of energy, they can find the strength to keep going, explains Collins. It also helps when you discover your own stories where you have shown grit, courage, and the ability to change despite the circumstances. Collins finds that many clients surprise themselves with their ability to persevere. They often look back months later only to realize their struggle was a blessing that helped them to develop resilience, grit. Despite the challenges of addiction, homelessness, poverty, and trauma that exists everywhere, there is a reason to hope. People can achieve success in the midst of failure, overcoming adversity, and becoming exceptional people. For more information about the CCCNIP and the services they offer, please visit www.cccnip.com.